नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। फॉर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 24 श्री भगवान उवाच ब्रह्मण्यम अनुग्रहामि तद विशो विदनोति हम यन्मंद पुरुष स्तब्धो लोकं माम चावमन्यते। श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड ब्रह्मण ओ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा यम अनटू एनी वन टू हूम अनुग्रहामी आई शो माई मर्सी तत् हिज विषह मटीरियल ऑपुलेंस और रिचेस विधुनोमी टेक अवे अहम आई यत् मदह Having false prestige due to this money, purushah, such a person, istabdah, being dull-minded, lokam, the three worlds, mamcha, unto me also, avamanyate, derides. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even me, my authority. To such a person, I show special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person, I show special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Purport. A civilization that has become godless because of material advancement in opulence is extremely dangerous. Because of great opulence, a materialist becomes so proud that he has no regard for anyone and even refuses to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The result of such a mentality is certainly very dangerous. To show special favor, the Lord sometimes makes an example of someone like Bali Maharaj, who was now bereft of all his possessions. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshe Tarine Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we have seen in this chapter till now first Bali Maharaj he considered his position and the punishment he received from Lord Vamandev then Prahlad Maharaj came to save Bali Maharaj. Brahmaji also came in between Bali Maharaj's wife Vindhyavali. She came and now because of the recommendations made by these persons, Lord Vamandev started telling. And first of all, he addressed Brahma. And again, this shloka runs parallel to the one which we have discussed a few days ago. It says, Sanugrahami Harishetad Dhanam. This verse comes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th Kato, chapter 88, verse 8, where the story of Vrikasur is being described. In the verse, we have the word known as Tad Visho. Generally, we have Vish means poison. Sansare Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jole Jolaite Na Kenyu Upaye. But here, as Srila Prabhupada translates, this means the opulences or riches. What does that mean? That if we are not using our material opulence or the wealth in serving Krishna, then that opulence is also acts as a poison or vish. And the first thing, because of that, a wealthy man, a rich man, he become yan madaha. Madaha means false prestige. Anyone who achieves power, or what we call prabhuta, he automatically obtains the pride or the false prestige because of the money he is having. We can see in Chaitanya Leela also, when Nawab Hussain Shah was the servant of King Subuddhi Rai, and somehow or other Hussain Shah got the power or he became the king. So he actually, once his queen saw on the back of Hussain Shah, and so he saw the marks due to the caning of the Subuddhi Rai. So he said, you must now punish the Subuddhi Rai. You have the power, you have the prabhuta. Although Hussain Shah was not prepared in the beginning, but then because of the insistence of his queen, he called Subuddhi Rai, and he actually degraded him by giving him the water drank by him. This example, although in the beginning he was slave of Subuddhi Rai, but as soon as he got the power, so this is natural. Anyone who has a power, whether material or even spiritual, they become yogi, siddhiya, mystic perfections. And of course, once Srila Prabhupada was asked, can you show some magic? And he said, yes. Actually, they asked, Swamiji, can you walk on the water? He said, yes, I can walk on the water, but then you won't come to inquire about the birth, death, origin, disease, how to get out of it, the cycle of birth and death. But he will ask me, Swamiji, teach me how to walk on the water. So we have to see that Madan person means one who is having the pride. He actually becomes inoffensive, I mean, no respect for anyone. Istabdha means dull minded. It's a particular nature of the people of the Kali that prayan alpa ishya sabhya kala vasmin yuge jana mand sumand mataya mand bhagya hi upadruta. Sumand mataya, very lazy. Mand bhagya, I mean, they are not prepared, they are always unfortunate, and they are not prepared, they are not interested in the spiritual life. Very, very slow, just like alpayushas. So this istabdha word also comes in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter 18, verse 28, when the three modes of nature is being described, the person who is acting different modes, like ayuktaha, prakratah, istabdha, same word, shathe nashkritano, alasaha, vishadi, dirghasutri, chakarta, tamas uchyate. Here are some of the symptoms of the person who is acting in the mode of ignorance. So he becomes istabdha, just like immobile. And then shat, cunning. Nashkritiko is same as we say avamannite, means he derides, he does not show respect to anyone. Always is morose, vishad. And he takes dirghasutri, means he takes lot of time to perform a simple one. So these are some of the symptoms which are being described in Bhagavad Gita. And as the Lord says, that is that person who is pride, having the pride due to false prestige, he even derides the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To such foolish persons, you have become the mad. Nunam pramatte kurte vikarma. They are doing all sides of vikarma. There are three types of activities. First we call sakam karma, means fruitive activities. If you do according to Vedic civilization, pious activities, you will have the result of that. And if we do the vikarma, the activities which are being prohibited, then we will have the face the same consequence of those activities. But a devotee, neither he do the vikarma nor the sakam karma, but is called akarma, means the activities which have got no reaction. He is doing everything for Krishna. To please Krishna, he is prepared to do the any kind of so-called activities which may look abominable, according to the Loka Dharma, Veda Dharma, etc. So main symptom is that he becomes the no respect, and also he denies the authority. Just like nobody is bigger than me, the sign of demons, and he even tried to challenge the thought, just like Pondrak, example of King of Kashi. He had two artificial arms, he was wearing yellow garments, and he sent the message to Lord Krishna that I am the real Vasudev, so you give up your symbols. So I mean, they become so puffed up that they began to challenge even the Lord. Then Lord Krishna came and he killed that Pondra and delivered him. The Lord is saying that those persons who have become already mad, he shows a special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Natural civilization becomes godless, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, because opulence is very, very dangerous. Only there are few exceptions, as we mentioned, Maharaj Ambarish, who are having all types of opulences, being the king, but still he served Krishna. He engaged in the 9 devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padisevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyamatma Nivedana. So the result of such mentality is extremely very dangerous, even from the material point of view, and he creates so many unfavorable situations, so many enemies. And as to show them the special favor, sometimes he makes example of someone like Bali Maharaj. In fact, Bali Maharaj was being born in the family of Prahlad Maharaj, was a devotee. But just to teach, he punished Bali Maharaj. Similarly, we have the example of Arjuna. He was bewildered so that the Bhagavad Gita can be delivered, the battle of Kurukshetra. So they are deriding, for example, for atheist, they say God is nowhere. There is God present nowhere. But for a devotee, the same thing becomes God is now here. He sees God in everything. Rasohomapsu Kaunteya. We are drinking water every day, and if we realize the taste of water is Krishna. In this way, for devotee, why? Because Pemanjan Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadai Vadesh Vilokyanti Yam Sham Sundaram Chint Gunas Sarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. For devotee, his eyes is smeared with the love of Godhead. That's why he sees Krishna everywhere. Similarly, the one who has the love of God, he can see everywhere, but for atheist, he cannot see. So that's what Krishna says, for them I am like the death. Mrityuharam kalavasmi. For them I am like the death. So today we also have the special day, actually the festival of Raghunath Das Goswami. Actually we can see only in Vaishnava philosophy, even as the case of Bali Maharaj, case of Raghunath Das Goswami, we are having the festival even for the punishment, because Krishna is absolute. His punishment and reward are on the same level. So the story of Raghunath Das Goswami, how he met Lord Chaitanya, and then he asked him to return to his house. He wanted to join him. Then he also met Nityananda Prabhu. So this comes in chapter 6 of Madhya Leela. The summary, again we say in the nutshell, given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Amritpravaha Vash, that when Raghunath Das Goswami went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then especially, as he said, he wanted to leave his house, Lord Chaitanya says, no, don't show the Markat Vairagya. Markat is called the monkey. Monkey is not even wearing a dress, living in the forest, but he has about 12 she monkeys in his companion. There are different types of renunciation, Markat Vairagya, Shushk Vairagya. One is known as Phalgu Vairagya, artificial. Just like in Bihar province, that Gaya, where Lord Chaitanya went for the offering the oblations to his forefather, people still go. So there, Ganges is known as the Phalgu River. Phalgu means artificial. Why? Because outside on the covering you see that only sand only. But if you just dig, say about 8 to 10 inches, you can see the Ganges water is flowing. That means artificial renunciation. From outside he looks dry, renounced, but from within he is thinking of the sense gratification. So that's why Lord Chaitanya forbade him, and he had to go on, return his home. And then there also a story comes that how a Mohammedan official, he made a conspiracy against the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then again Raghunath Das Goswami, he amicably settled the situation. This also we can see that Prabhupada has explained in the case of Sanatan Goswami. When he was in prison, he told the jail superintendent that please leave me. When I was minister, I did so many favorable things to you, and I won't stay here, I will go to Makkah or Medina, that is the pilgrim for the Muslims. The Prabhupada explains here also, Raghunath Das Goswami, after settling the condition, planned a trick how to leave the house, and with the help of his Purohit Yadunandana Acharya. Many times whenever he will leave, the watchman will come and catch him, and he has to come back. So in the night, Yadunandana Acharya once came, and he say his one of his disciple has run away from the deity worship, so please induce him to come back and again continue his service. So it was a night time, and Raghunath Das Goswami said, yes, I will go and tell him, you please return to your house. So there was no watchman, and he left the house secretly. So before that he met the Nityananda Prabhu, and before leaving the house, and we will read about this festival when he met Nityananda, and Prabhu said that Pani Hati Grame Aila Prabhu Radarshan Kirtaniya Sevak Sange Ara Bahujan. In the village of Pani Hati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, was accompanied by many Kirtan performers, servants and others. Panihati, I don't know how many of you visited, it's near Calcutta, and Ganges flows, and there's a big tree, and also the house of Raghav Pandit. So Hati means, just like we have when we go to Parikrama of Navdeep Mandal, we also get a place known as Chapa Hati. Means there were a lot of the flower of Champak Lata, Champa flowers. So similarly, is Panihati is a place we had Namhattu. That means again same thing, heart means the marketplace. So there he came. So there Panihati is that place on the line from, say, when we go to Krishnagar to Sialda. We also have a place known as Kharda, which is a place of Lord Nityananda, and Veerchandra Goswami, the son of Lord Nityananda. So there Raghunath Das Goswami went. Gangatire Prakshamule Pindare Upare Basiachene Yene Koti Suryodaya Kare. Lord Nityananda was sitting on a rock on the tree on the bank of the Ganges, and he seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Tale upare bahu bhakta hayate veshtita dekhi prabhul prabhav Raghunath vismita. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him, seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath Das was astonished. Dandavat haiya se padira kat dure sevak kahe Raghunath dandavat kare. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances and by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out there is Raghunath Das offering obeisances. So as soon as Lord Nityananda saw him, and he said, "Oh, you are a thief." Why he call him thief? Because Raghunath Das Goswami had stolen Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So he said, "You are a thief. Now you have come here, and today I shall punish you." Prabhu bolayate hu nikate na kare gaman akashya tar mathe Prabhu dhari ra charan. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das' head. So again he says that you are not coming near me, but today I am not going to leave you, and I will today give you the punishment. What that punishment? Dadi chira bhakshana karaha mora gane shuniyanandito haila Raghunath mane. The punishment is that make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Immediately he sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. He had bought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sandesh, the sugar bananas, and placed them all around. Mahosava namashuni brahmana sajjana asite lagile loka asankhya galan. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Argamantare haite samagri anilo shat dui chari holna tahana ilo. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 or 400 large round earthen pots. Then what did he do? Bala bala mrityukundika anaila pajasate eka vipra prabhu lagi chula bhijaite. He called for obtained big 5 to 7 pots, and a brahman began to soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, the chipped rice was soaked in the hot milk in each of the large pots, and then the half of the rice was mixed with the yogurt, sugar and bananas, and half of the rice was mixed with the milk, condensed milk called the ghanamrit dugdh. And after that, all the devotees, they sat on that raised platform. All the most important associates, some of them I mentioned here. Ramdas Sundaranda Das Gadadhar Murari Kamlakar Sadashiv Purandaro Dhananjaya Jagadish Parmeshwar Das Mahesh Gauri Das Gol Krishna Das Udharan Datta Adi Jato Bhakta Gano Upare Basila Shav Ke Kare Ganano. So all these devotees, they sat along with Lord Nityananda on the raised platform. And details as Sri Prabhupada explains in the purport, are mentioned when the branches of Lord Nityananda was being described in Adi Leela, chapter 10, 11. In this way, they have divided, discussed about these devotees in detail. Then what happens that, hearing about the festival, Lord Nityananda, he arranged for everyone to sit. Everyone was offered two earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in another chipped rice with yogurt. And all peoples, they sat around the platform, and no one could count how many people came for the festival. Some of the Brahmins, they could not find a place on the platform. They went to the bank of Ganges with their earthen pots, soaked their rice. Others also could not find the place in the bank. They went to around the water and began to offer his prayers. And so someone, Keho upare, keho tale, keho ganga tire, vishjane teen thai pariveshan kare. So the someone sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, and someone on the bank of the Ganges, some within the Ganges water, and about 20 person began to distribute this chipped rice and the yogurt. Raghav Pandit was also staying nearby, and he came and seeing the situation, he was very surprised and began to laugh. And he asked Nityananda Prabhu, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in festival here, so this food is lying there untouched." So Lord said, "I will take that food in the evening, and I am the Gopajati Ami, Bahu Gopagana Sange, Ami Shukha Pai Ei Pulina Bhojan Range." Lord Nityananda said, "I belong to the community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." So in this way, Lord Nityananda also called for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in meditation. And Mahaprabhu vaila dekhi nitai uthila tarlaya sabare chula dekhi tela gila. So only Lord Nityananda could see that Lord Chaitanya has also joined them. And they began to roam about the different devotees. And even Hasi Mahaprabhu var ek grasalaya tar mukhe diya khayuai hasiya hasiya. So from each pot, Lord Nityananda took a single one morsel of the chipped rice and pushed in the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also smilingly took a morsel of food and pushed in the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu, and he laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat too. In this way, there were different devotees respecting the prasadam. So in the end, Raghunath Das Goswami consulted Raghav Pandit that, "I want to serve different Vaishnavas." And then he gave about gold coins and about 2 tolas of the gold for the devotees. And he said, "When I will leave, then you distribute it to the devotees." In this way, he honored all the devotees by Pushpramala. Pushpramala Viprani Prabhu Gale Dila Chandane Aniya Prabhu Sarvangele Pile. And after the prasadam, then they began to do the Harinam Sankirtan. First, the devotees, they began to dance, and then Lord Nityananda Prabhu also started dancing the prasadam. In this way, Eita Kailum Nityanandere Vihar Chivadadi Mahosav Name Khyati Jar. In this way, this festival of Chivadadi Mahosav was described. In Radhakund also, there are two main festivals there they held, because in Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he held his bhajan, his devotional service, was offering thousands of obeisances to the Giriraji, to Vaishnavas. And it is said that Dasa Goswami bhajan pekha jimi pashane rekha. He was so strict that his bhajan or devotional service was like the line on a stone which cannot be rubbed off. So in this way, still there are two main festivals, as we said, in Radhakund. First is the appearance of Radhakund called Bahula Ashtami, and second is the Dadichula Mahotsav. Today, we go there, you can see they do the parikrama of Radhakund, especially that Amar Jivane Marone Gati Radhakund Sham Kund. In this way, chanting, they do circumambulation. And in the night time, actually in 1978, I had a chance to stay in Radhakund on this day. They spread the fine braj raj, and in the near the samadhi of Das Goswami, and the devotees, they begin to roll in that dust. They sing, dhula nahi dhuli ei gopi pad renu. It's not an ordinary dust. This is the renu coming out from the lotus feet of gopis, and there they roll on the ground. In this way, they celebrate. So this is the actually the festival main. They celebrate it, and as I mentioned, that punishment is also a festival. And by this, Lord Nityananda gave the blessings to Raghunath Das Goswami. By this service, you will quickly achieve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and then you will be able to stay in Jagannath Puri. So in details, we won't go that how he, first he was taking, begging alms, then at Singhadwar, he started only the rejected food that he also left. Then his father gave him, sent him some money. For a few days he called Lord Chaitanya, but then he says not good to feed. In this way actually, once Lord Chaitanya, when Das Goswami will say that there's rejected rice, even cow won't eat, he will go and wash and then he will eat it. So once Lord Chaitanya came and he also took from that prasadam, he said, you are eating the nectar, not giving to me. So Raghunath Das Goswami was the example of renunciation, vairagya. And that word vairagya vidyanij bhakti yogam, as Samyam Bhattacharya prayed. That is a real vairagya. We have to use everything in serving Krishna. So the time is up. It's a nice, any comments or questions? Narad Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chiradayi Mahotsav ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari.